can you be fat and medically fit? It would seem the answer is no, according to experts. New research shows that people who are obese are not protected from ill health in later life, contradicting previous research. The term refers to the theory that if people are obese, but all their other factors such as blood pressure and blood sugar are within recommended limits, then the extra weight will not be harmful. But that's not what this latest research is saying. So Catherine Zadesky, size acceptance campaigner, you're blown out of the water now. Good morning.
Good morning. No, nonsense as far as I'm concerned. It's actually contradicting the most stable report we've had recently from the National Heart Foundation, which says that you can be fit at any size. No matter what size you are, you can get fitter, you can work your heart.
But this study, Catherine, researchers at the University of Birmingham analysed data of millions of British patients between 1995 and 2015. They tracked people who were fat at the start of the study, right throughout the whole route, and they found that people who were obese but metabolically healthy were at higher risk of developing heart disease, stroke and heart failure.
Right, this report has not been passed by the medical authorities in this country. It's not been published. It's a pre-publishing article that you're dealing with, a pre-publishing bit of you know, spin as far as I'm concerned. Until that's proven, I'm staying with the National Heart Foundation. I'm staying with a Swedish study over 30 years of millions of people that said, basically, you can be fit at whatever size you are. That's basically what they said, is that you can be fit. You can train your heart, you can work your heart, you can work your muscles, and you can avoid lots of diseases. And that counts for everyone, not just if you're fat, if you're thin as well. We have to keep moving, and we have to move and stay healthy. And that's the bottom line for everyone. It's not just the obese, whoever they are, that need to you know, get healthy. Everybody does. But I think targeting us like this, I mean, I go as far as saying this is a threat to our mental health. You know, there's 60 to 75% of teenage girls are obsessed with their body weight, with their body fat, with their body. You know, and it goes even younger. Younger kids are getting anorexia. Believe me, we have 4-year-olds, bulimics now, 4-year-olds anorexics. What is that about? We can't have this kind of feeling where mental health is being threatened by these spurious reports. Until it's proven, to me, it's not. That's it. Bottom line.
Paul Martin?
I think we need to get real here.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
It's
me. I'm back. I'm back. And, by the way, I'm toned and fit at the minute. We need to get real. We need to get real. It's worrying to hear people kind of lulling people into false sense of security that they can be overweight and be fit and healthy at the same time. We're dealing with a situation in Britain at the minute where one in every 11 deaths in the UK is linked to carrying excess. Now, you do the math. That's 50% more than France, by the way, or nearly anywhere else in Europe. So we have a massive problem here. And, you know, when was the last time you turned on the BBC and watched an Olympic, you know, 800-metre race and saw somebody massively overweight chugging around the track in first place and picking up the gold? It just doesn't happen.
Well, we're not asking about sporting prowess, are we? We're asking about the propensity to take a heart attack or a stroke or get unhealthy.
Well, yes, but, I mean, if you break it down even to the most basic level. I mean, I took part in the relay at the Belfast Marathon recently, and it's great to see people of all sizes and all kind of age groups taking part, and there were big, larger people. What you didn't see is maybe...
Right, I now remember why we don't use Paul Martin that often. His mobile phone never, ever, ever works. Never. Catherine Zadesky, you got the gist there.
Yeah, I did, although it was patchy. But yeah, I did get the gist. But as far as I can see, if you're working your heart, you're working your muscles, and you're staying fit, you have as much chance as everybody else. And I think it's a very dangerous thing to equate health with thinness, saying that if you're thin, somehow everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. We all get sick, no matter what size and shape we are, for all kinds of different reasons. Just pitying the fat person and saying, you know, the fat people are all going to die, all going to get... I just think it's a joke. It's ridiculous. I really think it's jeopardising people's mental health. Everyone's hammering home this absolute nonsense. And the truth is that we all have to address our health. We all have to stay healthy, no matter what size that we are.
So you don't think being obese affects your health at all? Is that what you're trying to say?
Being obese and being sedentary, meaning don't get any exercise, yes, you have a higher risk. And when you're very large, you have a higher risk. I've been very, very large, over 25, 30 stone, getting into 40 stone, of course you have a higher risk.
Come on, Catherine, if you're 17, if you're defined as obese, then your risk factor increases. This is accepted throughout the UK, isn't it? And well beyond the UK.
Is it the truth? The Swedish study done a couple of years ago, that said that basically that is not the case, that you can be overweight to a point, I think, about a BMI of 30, and you're not at higher risk. I mean, there was a study some years ago, which is now, you know, in legend, which said that basically overweight people live longer than moderately thin or very thin people. You know, there's all kinds of contradictory studies out there. I'm trying to look at the ones that go over a period of years rather than ones that are just done on a computer with somebody, you know, tapping away in the data and trying to come up with statistics. I'm interested in real life. And in real life, it is not the case. This is not true. Fat people are not cramming the hospitals and falling down dead. They are not. They're living their lives quite ordinarily. I don't like these scare stories where everybody runs for the diet sheet. It's the wrong way to approach this.
Paul?
Well, it's not the wrong... I mean, people should be scared. You know, we're facing an obesity epidemic, an epidemic of overweight deaths, cutting it down to, like, the most macabre findings. We're talking about one in every 11 deaths in the UK now being caused by people being overweight. People, we shouldn't feel apologetic for warning people that being overweight is not a good thing. You know, we should certainly support people who are overweight. We should help them find ways of getting fit and losing weight. But to say that it's okay just to trundle along in life, piling on an extra two or three stone here or there, and you'll be as fit as somebody who manages their diet properly, it's untrue. It's not fair on the people who are overweight, and it doesn't help them. It patronises them, and it lulls them into a false sense of security. And we really need to get over that in Northern Ireland and start accepting that it's okay to talk about how bad it is to be overweight, as long as we're also offering a helping hand.
Are you offering a helping hand? Just telling people they've got to lose weight at all costs? I don't think so.
Well, that's not going to be me lying.
You put out some statements there saying that people are dying from being obese. None of that is backed up. You just give me a study that backs up that someone died from being fat. Yes, you have heart attacks, but thin people have heart attacks too. Thin people have strokes. Thin people have all kinds of complications.
You see, this is a problem, Stephen. This is a problem, Stephen, here with overweight people.
Okay, go on, Paul. Let Paul speak. Go on, Paul.
This is a problem with a lot of people who are overweight, and many of them would admit it themselves. There's a lot of denying and self-denying and not facing reality. And what we're hearing here is somebody actually trying to claim that I'm scaremongering by saying there's a higher death rate in the UK than anywhere else in Europe from people being overweight, which is actually medically proven. However, he's not helping the situation by being an apologist for people who are really struggling with massive issues. Many of them, by the way, issues that go far beyond what they, you know, what they eat. Not admitting that there is a major problem there means that we're not even starting to tackle it. And okay, there is a problem there.
Okay, Paul Martin, Catherine Zaleski, thank you very much indeed.